Sometime earlier this year, I took a trip to England and France. My family helped me out because I wanted to go see some friends in France, and I also had three people that I went to school with at Oxford. Now, it was a wonderful trip. I really loved it. But one thing that struck me was how different, I guess this would strike anyone whenever they travel, is how different the cultures are from your own. Not just how different they are, but how similar. But I suppose it's the differences that really stand out. One of the things that struck me very much was the difference in attitudes towards smoking. There is, as many people know, there's a growing anti-smoking sentiment in this country, and you see smokers huddled outside of their office buildings in front of doors with their cigarettes in their hands and shuddering, wrapping their coats close about them, shuddering and getting a drag off a cigarette, and almost embarrassed, almost like they're fixers of illegal drugs. And I feel sorry for them in a way, but I don't like smoking personally, so I don't feel too sorry for them. However, when I went to England and France, I got a new perspective on this issue. To be blunt, people in Europe smoke like chimneys, in my point of view, from what I could see. There are anti-smoking signs all over the place, but no one seems to pay much attention to them. People seem to smoke anywhere and everywhere, and even though there's anti-smoking campaigns, in fact, when I was in England, there was controversy that I heard several times over the radio about a member of the World Cup team, the World Cup soccer team, who smoked. And people were actually saying, well, he shouldn't be on the team because he's a bad example for our children. Well, I think if they want to look at bad examples for their children with smoking, they should just go out on the street or go into the subways or look in the mirror, even, because so many of them are smoking in very inappropriate places. I went to a Chinese restaurant in London. The food was very bad, but that's beside the point. And they had a buffet. They had a buffet in which people could take what they wanted for a certain price. And there was this one woman, this one English woman, who had her cigarette in her hand, lit cigarette. And she was blowing smoke and holding her cigarette directly over the buffet food. And I was appalled that this would even be allowed. I thought, in America, this person would be kicked out at a moment, you know, would be kicked out immediately. And the other Americans at the table were really appalled, too. And actually, when I talked to an English person later, they were pretty appalled, too. And they said, that's rude for even British standards. But it didn't just give me, it didn't just make me feel that the Europeans are bad, and it didn't just have a negative effect. It also had, conversely, a positive effect on my attitudes towards American smokers. There are a lot of American smokers who have attitudes, and you know they will, proclaim their right to smoke whenever they want, and they will chafe, they will complain about anti-smoking rules, but they will follow the rules generally. If they cannot smoke in a public building, no smoking sign, they will go outside, and they will not smoke where they are asked not to smoke. And in general, they do have consideration for non-smokers. They will ask, "Can I smoke?" Whereas it seems to me, at least in Europe, that people just smoked. They didn't ask for permission or anything. So this experience in Europe gave me more of a respect for people who smoke in this country. Even though I still don't like smoking, I respect the fact that even when they do smoke, they follow the rules and try to respect other people's feelings.